It's winter time, and everybody knows that's a great time to go skating. I'm Mike Davis, and I am with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers to tell us more about the new skate card for ag sales tax exemption in South Carolina. Commissioner, tell us about this. This is exciting.
Well, yeah, first off, I have to get over memories of my painful experience when I tried to ice skate in the wintertime, but we'll move on beyond that. But we are very excited about bringing this new program to South Carolina farmers. SCATE card stands for South Carolina Agricultural Tax Exemptions. And all the farmers know that we qualify for sales tax exemptions on many of our inputs for the farm. And for years, we've had to do it with paperwork and have the old, I think it was an ST8F papers on file with all of the retailers where you did business. So this card makes that so much easier. And that's the point that we're using technology. We've worked with the Department of Revenue. We're communicating to the retailers out there. So I think this program will it's a change, it's an update, but I think once everyone gets accustomed to it, they'll be very happy with what we're offering.
Now, for those in South Carolina, they may be familiar with a similar program in Georgia, is that right?
Yeah, we patented after Georgia's GATE card, you know, Georgia Ag Tax Exemptions. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll tell you this, Georgia requires a pretty sizable minimum farm income to qualify. Now, we do not do that in South Carolina, so pleased with that. There's a nominal cost for the card for all of our processing and our costs that we have is $24, but that covers 3 years. So $8 a year basically gets all of these advantages in the hands of farmers. Starting tomorrow, our applications will go online, and folks can, I'm sure you'll post it, but we have skatecard.com, SCATECARD.com. You have to apply online. All we need to qualify, you have to have your tax ID number, whether it's your own Social Security number or your farm's FEI number, an email address. And of course, we'll have to get credit card information to pay the $24, and then that information is not kept on file. So there's no need for the department to have that beyond the one transaction. Tell you one thing to keep in mind is that after April, the card, use of the card will be mandatory. So we're doing away, we're going to run the card system and the paper system for a couple of months. And then we want everybody to be on the card. That's why our staff is well prepared to answer any questions that folks are going to have about it. We're actually going to bring in a few extra staff just to answer the phone and get the answers to people as quickly as possible.
And of course, they can always call the department if they have any questions, or there's an email address as well that they could email for any information.
That's correct. You can email to SCATE, SCATE, at SCDA.sc.gov, and we'll have those. So I'm going to get back to you on skatecard.com, the website. We've tried to do a pretty good job of having the frequently asked questions listed. So perhaps everyone's question, most of the questions would already be answered and should make the process very simple.
Very good. And we'll have all that information posted along with these numbers and the email address and everything. You can find it at our website, which is sfntoday.com. It's time to get your skate card in South Carolina with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.